So the last couple of days, we've been looking at the book of 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 specifically. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we looked at verse number 6, in which Jesus is telling us through Paul. Paul's saying that when we are amongst full-grown, fully mature Christians, that's what we want to be, who are ripe in understanding, we do impart a higher wisdom, the knowledge of the divine plan previously hidden, but it is indeed not a wisdom of this present age or of this world or of its leaders and rulers of this age who are being brought to nothing and doomed to pass away. But rather, what we're setting forth is the wisdom of God once hidden from the human understanding, now revealed to us by God, that wisdom which God devised and decreed before the ages for our glorification, to lift us up into the glory of His presence. So this we've looked at the last couple of days. There is a divine wisdom. There is that wisdom that comes from heaven. It was the wisdom that you look at all the great men and women of the Old Testament. If you look at from Abraham to Moses, you can look at Deborah, you can look at Elijah, you can look at Elisha, look at David, look at all the prophets, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Daniel, Ezekiel. Go through the list. Look at all the great men and women of the Old Testament. And even those like Moses, who was called a friend of God. And yet you have a better wisdom and a better understanding of spiritual things, of the greater truths of the spiritual realm, of divine truth and wisdom. You have a better understanding than any of them. Because it was impossible for them to understand the things of the spirit realm because they were not saved. Because the sin still stood between them. Sin still made this flesh separate from God. And so they could not. It was impossible. The things being in this flesh made the things of the spiritual realm, made the spiritual truth, wisdom, insight, foolish and impossible to understand. Impossible. Not difficult. Impossible for them to understand. And we do take for granted. You have the wisdom of Jesus Christ. To be able to understand the things that we understand, that we comprehend in this Bible, we understand things in the Old Testament that even those who wrote it didn't understand. Because we have the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. Because of the work Jesus did, and because He did that work so that we could have right relationship with God once again, and that God could dwell within us in the person of the Holy Spirit. With the Holy Spirit in us, we have that eternal connection, that spiritual connection into the very presence of God. That's what you have. Now, you may not realize it, but that's what you have because the Holy Spirit dwells within you. So you have the Holy Spirit giving you wisdom, guidance, direction, comfort, peace, all those things. Everything you need today, He is there to give it to you. This is something that Moses, Abraham, Elijah, David, Ezekiel, Daniel, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Micah. I mean, all of these individuals, they didn't have that. It is what is available to you every single day. And we might say to ourselves, well, I don't really feel that. I accept what you're saying, but that's not been my experience. Look for it to be your experience today. Because He is speaking to you, and He speaks to you truth every single day. He's speaking to us in our spirits, because His Spirit is in our spirit. So He is speaking. He is in your spirit, and He is speaking to you. And He speaks to you from your spirit, from spirit to spirit. And then it's your spirit, the spirit that is in you. That's part of your creation. You were created spirit, soul, and body. It's a third of who you are. So His Spirit is in your spirit. This is who you are. It's a part of who you are. And because it's part of who you are, your spirit then is communicating that to your soul or your mind, your thoughts. So many times you hear the Holy Spirit speaking to you, but you disqualify and say, well, that's just me. That's just my own mind. Well, it is your mind, but it is His Spirit speaking to your spirit, and your spirit is relating that into your very mind because it is your spirit. It's your spirit, which is a part of who you are, just like your mind is, your soul. So we have that benefit every single day of our lives. And if it's not been your experience, expect it to become your experience today. Desire for it, look for it, and expect it to be your experience. And then when you hear the Holy Spirit, and you know what? When you hear the Holy Spirit speaking to you, It is easy to just disqualify it and say, well, that's just me. Instead of when you hear something or think something today that stands out in your mind, rather than just saying, well, that's just me, rather than just disqualifying it and saying, well, that's just me, stop and pause for a moment and say, okay, wait a minute. Is this you, Holy Spirit? I'm listening. And then act on it. Do it and act on it. And then every time you do that and you realize it was the Holy Spirit, it makes it easier and easier to discern the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to you. This is what He wants us to do. He wants us to live with His wisdom and His knowledge. He wants us to live with His wisdom and knowledge so that we can follow His directions, because His directions for us are going to guide us into those places of deliverance, into those places of victory, and into those places where we can grow and become, as Paul said, yet when we are among the full-grown, spiritually mature Christians who are ripe in understanding, this is what Jesus wants us to be, each one of us. He wants you to be that full-grown, spiritually mature Christian who is ripe in understanding, so that you can enjoy the benefits of all that His sacrifice, all that His sacrifice has provided for you, but also, and of even more importance, so that your life can be used to glorify Jesus Christ and bring others to a knowledge of Him. Now Paul goes on in verse number 8 to say, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would have crucified the Lord of glory. Verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of men the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. Paul is letting us know through the inkling, through the wisdom, through the words of the Holy Spirit that he's hearing from, Paul's letting us know from God Himself that the physical eye has not seen, nor has your natural ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. Within your natural mind, you've not even begun to think about or conceive the things that God has prepared for you. In the Amplified Bible, it says, none of the rulers of this age, verse number 10, yet to us God has unveiled, verse number 9, there you go. But on the contrary, as the Scripture says, what eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and has not entered into the heart of man, all that God, nothing, it's not entered into your eye, your heart, or your mind, all that God has prepared, made, and keeps ready for those who love Him. We'll come back to that in a second. Who hold Him in affectionate reverence, promptly obeying Him and gratefully recognizing the benefits He's bestowed upon us. Your natural eye has not been able to see fully, even beginning to see the things that God has for you. This is the abundance that He has for you. Why do we walk our days confounded and defeated? Because Jesus has for us already provided for us every good thing that we need, every victory and every deliverance. Your eye has not yet seen, nor has your ear yet heard, nor has your mind even thought about, can't even comprehend the things that God has already prepared, all that God has prepared for you. Your eye, your ear, your mind have not and cannot, have not yet seen or understood or comprehended all that God has prepared for you. And what does it mean to be prepared? That God has made and keeps ready. Okay, just think about that for a second. What is it you're looking for in your life today? What is it you need today? Is it health? Is it restoration of your marriage? Is it getting past the battles of depression? Is it overcoming an addiction? What are the areas? Is it finances? What are the areas that you are struggling in and you're suffering in today? What are the areas that you have need of today? What is your need or needs today? What are they? And let me caution you, you may even have had those needs for, you may have been facing those needs for weeks, months, or even years. And the longer that we walk in those and don't see the victories in them, the more those become the reality and the norm of our lives. And we accept that as a part of our life that we have to just live with. It's just the way that it is. I'm going to have to accept this as a part of my life. The longer that we live in those shortcomings of the things that are for us in Jesus Christ. The longer we live in those shortcomings, the more we accept that as, well, this is just the way that it is. I just have to accept it. And that's not right. Why? Because what you're doing is accepting less. What you're doing is accepting the very low end of the scale. You're accepting the very bottom. If you go back and you remember the story of Jacob and Esau, Esau was the one that had the blessing. He had the blessing of the elder. He had the blessing of the firstborn. So basically, he had everything. Everything was entitled to him. He had it all. But he despised it. He didn't place any value on it. And so we see twice what he did. The first time is he gave it up verbally for just a bowl of lentil soup. And we also see that he yielded it. He yielded it both verbally and he yielded it physically. He did not value that which he had, and he accepted so much less. He had everything. Everything that was his father's, Isaac, everything that was his, would go to him as the eldest son. That was the way that the law worked. It was the blessing of the firstborn blessing. That's what belonged to him. But because he didn't value it, he accepted so much less. He accepted, instead of accepting everything, he gave it all for a bowl of lentils. That's really taking the very bottom end, the low end of the blessings. That's about as low as you can get. And so many times we wind up doing the same thing in our lives. God has so much that he has already prepared for us and made ready for us, and we wind up not accepting it. We accept the very bottom. Well, I can just live with this. Well, I've had this addiction. I'll just have to learn to live with it. Well, I've had this sickness. I've just learned to adapt to it and learn to live with it. Well, this is just the way that my personality is. I'm not going to get any better. I'm always going to be an irritant to my spouse. I'm not able to be the father that I'm supposed to be. I mean, we accept so many things in life. My parents never had much money. I'm not good with money either. I probably won't have money. You know, you can say those things. I prefer to say, I'm blessed in Jesus Christ. And I'm blessed in my body. I'm blessed in my health. I'm blessed in my family. I'm blessed in my finances. I'm blessed in all areas, because we have to have an ongoing understanding of the fact that, as it says right here in verse number 9, what eye has not seen and ear has not heard and has not entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared, made, and keeps ready for those who love him, who hold him in affectionate reverence, promptly obeying him and gratefully recognizing the benefits he has bestowed. So picture this. God has made ready. He has already made ready everything that you need. You can't even comprehend everything that he has made and keeps ready for you. So even if you have spent 10 years accepting a certain sickness, it doesn't disqualify or eliminate the fact that your deliverance, your healing, he has already made ready and is keeping for you. So when I get to the place that, you know what, God, I'm tired of this. I don't want to live with this anymore. You've made ready for me healing. You've made it and you keep it ready for me. I am ready to receive it. Finances, deliverance from addictions, deliverance from anything. Relationships, emotions, what's the area of need? Rather than just accepting, I'll just have to live with this. I'll take my bowl of lentils and just live with it. No, God has everything you need. Don't be like Esau and accept the very bottom rung of what's yours and settle for that. Open your spiritual eyes. Open your spiritual mind and eyes and ears to see and understand that God has already, through Jesus Christ, God has already, because of his love for you, has already prepared, made, and keeping ready far more than you could possibly think of or imagine. He's just waiting for us to promptly obey him by receiving it with grateful hearts and acknowledging and recognizing the benefits that he's bestowed. Most of the time, we fail to even recognize the benefits that he's bestowed. He's given us deliverance. He's given us healing. He's given us all of these things. We fail to even recognize that he's bestowed it. Today, recognize what he has bestowed upon you and receive it, because God has made and keeps ready every blessing you need today. What's that blessing? Are you ready to receive it? Are you ready to receive it? Are you ready to acknowledge that he's bestowed it upon you and receive it? Because it's yours. It's ready for you. It's just waiting. He's made it and he's keeping it ready for you. Let's receive it.